I'm joined by Elizabeth Pappas. She is the executive director, or very soon will be officially the executive director of the Art Center of Burlington. I'm not sure exactly where that status is right now. Elizabeth is joining me today. We're going to talk about events coming up at the Art Center of Burlington. There's a lot of things coming up, and of course, everything is leading up to the big kahuna, so to speak, Elizabeth, when that's June 19th, which happens to be the Snake Alley Art Fair. I'm guessing the excitement. Will this be your first art fair?
This will be the first one that I am very much behind the scenes helping to organize. But when we first moved to Burlington, we had just missed the last one. So last year was the first one that I got to attend, and I helped out a lot as a volunteer, but this is the first one that I am learning all the behind the scenes, and we're super excited, and there's a lot of wheels in motion right now getting ready for that.
Well, keep your fingers crossed and hope for better weather than you got last year. But anyway, it is a lot of things coming up. You've got a mother-daughter jewel remaking with Megan Van Zee. That's Tuesday the 3rd. 5:30 to 7:30. That is 14, 7th grade and up, and adults. So it's $50 for mother-daughter pair, $25 for an additional person. This is jewelry making. That's kind of a unique skill, isn't it?
Yes, and this is with Megan Van Zee, as you said, and she is a fantastic artist. She is a wonderful jewelry artist. She has several beautiful pieces in our artist market right now. So this is a fun thing to do with your mom, or as a secret surprise for your mom. This will be a fun one. Lots of different types of jewelry that can be made. We've done polymer jewelry in the past. I think this is going to be more leather, beads, and a little bit of polymer clay. So maybe come prepared with some ideas that you might have. We have a couple openings left for this class.
Okay.
So sign up online.
And you've got, this is a monthly event that you have, Volunteer Opportunities Meeting. That is usually the first Tuesday of each month, isn't it?
Yes, and this is the first in-person meeting that we will be having this year. So this is kind of kicking off the summer season, where we have so many exciting volunteer opportunities. We have a wonderful volunteer committee who organizes these lovely nights every month with wine and food, and there will be a drawing at this one for a prize for those that attend. And, you know, we rely so much on our volunteers, and they really keep us moving, and so we appreciate them so much, and there are so many great ways to get involved. So if you're interested in getting involved, whether it's helping out with classes or farmers markets or, of course, our big, big events, this is a great meeting. Anyone is encouraged and invited to attend.
Now, on Wednesday, the 4th, you've got from 6 to 8 p.m., a artist-to-artist peer forum, and you're partnering with Fort Madison Area Arts Association. And this is basically a chance for artists from both of the groups to get together and to, what, do some critiquing? Is that right?
Yeah, so I've talked a lot about this group. I'm very passionate about this artist-to-artist peer forum, and I'm excited that this year we've started to partner with my friends at the Fort Madison Art Center. You know, we take on a small footprint here in Southeast Iowa, and we work a lot with the same artists. So I'm all about joining forces and helping to be a support and help facilitate a way for artists and like-minded creatives to get together and share one another's work and critique it. And it's a very positive environment, and it's just nice to be around like-minded creatives and bringing some additional resources to help build and fuel their studio practice.
Wow.
So it's a great group. If you're interested in joining, please, please come. It's the first Wednesday of every month, 4 to 6 p.m., and we go back and forth. So last month it was at the Art Center Burlington. This month it'll be at Fort Madison. And then in June we'll be back at the Art Center Burlington.
Okay. All right. Friday the 6th, your first, your gallery lounge, first of the month, from live music by Fretworks. Wine, beer, charcuteries available. And you'll have Burlington High School student work on display in the gallery lounge that night as well. And it's also Friday night Art Hop. Those always tend to go together, so the little ones can be having fun while the adults are also having fun, and then everybody gets together at the end, right?
That's correct. So, May, we're super excited to be exhibiting lots of student work, lots of local area teachers' artwork. And on May 6th, it will be our opening for the Burlington High School student work. And then we have a special art hop. So May 6th art hop starts a little bit earlier. It's from 5 to 8. And this one is just $5 more, so $15 for this one. And we'll be having pizza and a movie. And this will be a fun. So kids are encouraged to bring your blankets and your pillows, and they'll cozy up in the mezzanine upstairs and watch a movie. Pizza will be sponsored by Napoli, so very thankful to them for always partnering with us on this. So that's a special art hop. We have just a couple more openings left, so call or sign up online. Special Friday night art hop.
Fantastic. And you've got an event on Saturday, and I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing this. Is it Cyanotype with Jessica Kirby?
Yes, you are pronouncing it correct. So Cyanotype is a very ancient Greek, I believe, photographic process. So I don't know if you're familiar with sun prints, but this is something that will be done outside with Jessica Kirby. So we have one or two openings left for this one. This will be a fun class. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this because I thought if we could get to May, that means the weather might be great and we can do this fun class. So this is a fun one.
We can only hope for great weather. Battle of the Brush. You got the Battle of the Brushes coming back on Saturday the 7th as well. And that's always been a great event for the Art Center, hasn't it?
Yes, so excited about this, and I'm excited to announce our five artists for this. We have John Preston, Lena Johnson, Sean Walker, Jerry Sparks, and Rebecca Williamson, and as many people know, this is a fun painting competition that we'll be doing at the Art Center. We will be raffling off these works at the end. It's a fun fundraising event. Doors open at 4:30. We have a couple tickets left. They're $15 in advance. We do have limited tables and limited spots. We will be having beer, wine, live music by Jared Rugley, and we also will be having Tasty Endeavors there providing some extra food. And many, many thanks to our sponsor, Two Rivers Bank, for this event.
All right. You got your monthly Dabblers Night on Tuesday the 10th from 7 to 9. Two-hour sessions led by group members who have some expertise or experience to share. So this is is this a spontaneous type of event?
No, so this happens monthly. It's the second Tuesday of the month, and this is something conceived from our wonderful instructor, Carla Munt. This is for members only, but if you're not a member and you want to join, try it out for your first session. They do very interesting projects. If you're familiar with Carla Munt, you know that sky's the limit. She is so creative. She's an outside-of-the-box thinker. May 10th from 7 to 9, they're doing batik with paper. So hot wax and watercolors will be used to make a colorful, splashy paper version of traditional batik. So please, if you have any interest at all, you are welcome to try it out. And then we encourage you to become a member so you can do this. It's $5.
All right. So. Saturday, May 14th. Well, it's Carla again, 10 to 11:30 in the morning. This is for grades 1 through 6, the Mini Masters Series. What is going on in this one?
All right. So this is the last one that we have scheduled for this spring. So this month's artist is Piet Mondrian. You would recognize his work if you saw it. Pretty iconic Dutch 20th century artist, kind of the pioneer of abstract art. This will be a fun one. This is Saturday, May 14th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. for first to sixth graders, and it's $15.
All right. And Jesse Tucci will be on Saturday the 14th, 5 p.m., a drag show at 8 p.m., Vice plus Pride, photography, and drag show all put together. This sounds like a unique event indeed.
Yes. So I'm sure many people have started to become familiar with our Vice Night series, suite of exhibitions, all conceived by the wonderful Brandy Swartz. And she's doing a Vice and Pride photography and drag show on May 14th. So this, you know, is something that there's so much work and thought that goes into this. And it's been fun to kind of get a peek behind the curtain and see all the work that's been going on with this. She has she's been working with models and photography, incorporating all the colors from the Pride flag. And these images will be on display alongside an in-depth letter of these models, a letter to them, their younger selves. And then there will be a collage piece with Jesse Tucci and then a fun drag show. So okay. This is a fun event. You don't want to miss it.
All right. It does. In Gallery Lounge back, live music, Tim Smith going on Friday the 20th. And the Art Harp is a garden party for ages 3 and up with a snack and an art project for $10. You'd got to sign up early. And again, but the Gallery Lounge, enjoy Tim Smith as your artist of the 20th anyway, right?
Yes, so this will be our third Friday Gallery Lounge for May, and this is going to be an extra special one because this is a night where we get to give special appreciation to our volunteers. So they will be invited, and we want to celebrate them, give them a little extra thank you. And this will be also the opening for the artwork that will be from the West Burlington students.
Okay, and Saturday the 21st from 2 to 5, Intro to Scratchboard Workshop, and it's Dana Fertel, is that right?
Yes, so Dana Fertel is going to be a visiting artist who has graciously offered to do a fun workshop, scratchboard art. So this is a drawing technique, very similar to woodcut engravings, very different. If you're looking for something different that you haven't tried and maybe haven't seen before, this is from a visiting artist. This is the one to sign up for. So registration is available online, by phone, or in person for this class.
All right. And in the gallery, we mentioned the Burlington High School Student Art Exhibit, the 3rd through the 11th. West Burlington Student Art Exhibit reception will be Sunday the 22nd, but the display will be the 17th through the 22nd, and the reception Sunday from 1 to 3 the 22nd. And May 24th through the 28th, Des Moines County Art Instructors with reception on Friday the 27th. That happens to be a Memorial Day weekend, 6 to 8 p.m. And again, Battle of the Brushes artists featured in the mini gallery through the month of May. And you'll also be having special things planned for the Farmer's Market Thursday evenings as well during the time. I know that the Farmer's Market, you're always, it's a respite. The art gallery, or excuse me, the art center is sort of a respite for those who are in a particularly hot time of year, right?
Yes. So Farmer's Market, we're, of course, open later. We love participating in this and providing fun little activities. Everyone loves the Burlington Farmers Market, so we will always have fun things planned outside, whether it's visiting artists, face painting, plein air painters. I think we have some extra little fun activities planned. I also am excited that we will begin our mural project this summer in a couple weeks, and you might get to see some of our muralists painting our wall during Thursday Farmers
All right.
Market. So and lots going
yes,
on in the Art Center.
Yeah, check everything out. Go to artcenterofburlington.com. And again, your status, are you officially the executive director now?
I'm technically the associate director. Tammy McCoy will be going full-time, full speed to the Capitol Theater on July 1st, at which time I will become officially executive director.
All right.
I'm very excited, very honored.
All right. All right. Elizabeth Pappas, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great month, okay?
Thanks, Steve. You too.